And what about opioids? You talked about that briefly. How would, you know, the state sort of, you talked about the foster care system, support families, the opioid crisis?
Well, I've been involved in the General Assembly in several different pieces of legislation that's been passed. And the legislation that we have passed, really, in my opinion, has made some great strides. It's got us on the right path, but there's still tremendous work to be done. Every family across Kentucky has been impacted in some shape, form, or fashion from this opioid crisis and this addiction sickness that hits all of our families and all of our communities. We either had a friend or a family member that suffered from the sickness of addiction. In the legislature, we've appropriated money to try to get people into treatment. We've also approved recovery centers to try to have more rehabilitation beds. We've also passed laws that have kind of had a fine line of being tough on crime to get drug pushers off the street and in jail, but also to have that fine line of compassion of how we get people into the actual treatment centers for treatment to get them back into recovery. I think we've got to be more aggressive when it comes to our jails and prisons to have more implemented policies of recovery and treatment within our jails and our prisons, because 70% or greater of our people incarcerated is some kind of drug-related crime. So I believe it's our responsibility also to work with local officials, to work with community leaders who have already got programs within their communities as well, of how we can collaborate with those and to really build throughout communities a stronger way forward as all of our communities, regardless of rich or poor or urban or rural, are suffering from a crisis of opioid and a crisis really of addiction throughout our communities.